Thank you for holding. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. I'm so sorry about all this difficulty. I am so sorry with the computers and all. I've been ready to pay, and this is ridiculous on my end, and because I'm not great with the computers. But you know what? It's attached to a note. One of our emails is attached to it. Can you just send a plain sheet with the agreement without our – because there's two of those blue – highlighted things on there, and the message that I wrote you comes up on there too. So if it just was a single
let me do that right now. Just a plain email, and there will be no text in it, neither my signature, nothing.
I have to do a signature on it. I was going to print it out.
Print it out. If it's easy, print it out, make a physical signature on it, take a picture of it, and send it to me over my phone. Text it up to me.
But, I'm just saying it's not that easy on this end. That's why, because if it'd be easier for me, I could, I don't even know how to explain this, because it's, I can't sign it.
Okay. No worries. Make it very easy for you. Let's make it easy for you. I'm sending you the agreement. See if you can e-sign it. If you cannot e-sign it, if it's a very hard, difficult part for you, no worries. Just reply me back. I approve the agreement. Okay. I'll take a screenshot of it, and I'll put it in your application and put it along with your file. So that would work, too.
Okay. I lost a whole day.
I felt so. I was actually, waiting for you. I knew that you would come back and then,
I was waiting on you to call me because I left a message for you. I said, well, maybe he got tired of me. I said, oh, Lord.
I came to know when I actually entered the office, one of my consultants did tell me that you called in, but you were just asking for the e-signing thing. So I thought you figured it out, and then I sent you an email. I was waiting for you to come back. No worries. It's up and up. I'll send you the email again with no text in it. There's only one attachment, which is your agreement. See if you can e-sign it. If you cannot e-sign it, no worries. Don't put yourself in a hassle. Just reply me back over the email. I approve the agreement. I'll take the screenshot of the agreement. I'll take a screenshot of your email, and I'll put it attached in your file, and that would go to yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. And then I can then call you back for the debit card action?
If you have the card available, I can collect your card.
Yeah, I have it available right now.
Okay, fantastic. So, first of all, tell me which card would that be? Is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Debit Visa, yes.
Debit Visa, okay. Give me a quick moment. Okay, now if you have your card handy, please verify your complete name on the card.
Yes, Fayette M, as in Mary Howard.
Fayette, and then we have N.
Yes.
Then we have Howard.
Howard.
Fantastic. And we need your card numbers from left to right.
Yes. That would be 4774180005939984. Expiration 11/25.
And the 3 digit on the back?
331.
Okay. I'll confirm that again. The expiration date is 11/25. It's November 2025. And the 3 digit on the back is 331.
Yes.
All right. Now, to make sure you're the primary card holder, please verify me the zip code which is associated with this card in the bank.
19057.
All right. Now, let me go ahead and request the department to process the fees as holding. There will be 8% tax on the total cost. So $599 goes to – give me a moment. $47.92. Okay. That's on top of $599. So it goes to a charge of $646 in total for the complete services, and I'll give you confirmation in just quick 5 minutes. Do I stay over the phone, or can I call you back?
I'll stay on the phone if it's whatever, however you want to do it.
No worries. That's fine. You stay by the phone. I'll give you a confirmation right away.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Ms. Howard, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
It would still take a minute or two more for me to go and process it. Let me call you back.
Okay, so well, one thing, can or is it necessary that I can ask you for it to be for the 24th instead of the 23rd?
That will be, can we repeat that again?
You see how you got it on here for service provider on the agreement?
Mm-hmm.
And like I was having difficulty, so I missed the whole day, in other words, just about. Or does it matter?
It does not matter. It does not matter. It's a rough timeline, all right? If you see on the contract, I've given you a timeline of 90 days. So that's a rough tentative timeline, all right? So, of course, we understand that few days more or less would work. So even though if you're 10 days more to the contract, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We won't leave you alone since we are done with it.
Okay, thank you so much.
About it.
All right. Okay, call me back.
I'll call you back in a few minutes. Stay by the phone.
Okay, then. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.